The poll shows Democrat Alex Sink with a 7 percentage point lead over Republican David Jolly. The poll was commissioned by WUSF Public Media, Bay News 9, and the Tampa Bay Times, and surveyed 603 registered voters in Congressional District 13, all who say they're likely to vote in the March 11th election. 42% of those surveyed are planning or leaning towards voting for Sink, with Jolly picking up 35%. Libertarian Lucas Overby is way back of the pack with 4%. The poll has a margin of error of plus or minus 4 percentage points. Ramon Carrion is a registered Democrat and plans to vote for Sink. He likes her views on keeping most of Obamacare and liberalizing the nation's immigration policies. And he says he's familiar with her policies from her days as the state's chief financial officer.
She appears to be someone who is ethical and very intelligent and responsible. And certainly, I feel more comfortable voting for her than I do for Mr. Jolly, who seems to respond to the questions almost on a rote basis following the party line. And I'm not so pleased with the Republican Party line these days.
And Carrion thinks the former state CFO has a better grasp of the issues affecting people like him.
Well, I think she is a more reflective candidate. And I think that many of the issues that we face here in Florida are unfortunately not subject to a quick yes or no response. I think a lot of these things will require study, and the response may wind up having to be some kind of a compromise. And I think that she would be the best candidate to be able to handle all of that.
William Brady, on the other hand, is a Democrat who plans to vote for Jolly. The retiree from St. Petersburg says Bill Young's former right-hand man would be more effective on Capitol Hill.
Jolly's ready to hit the ground running, okay? He's got friends in Washington on both sides, okay? And, I mean, she's just going to show up there, and there's going to be a Republican Congress. I'm sure it's still going to be Republican. And she's years away from having any influence at all in Congress.
Then there's people like Diana Johnson. She's a registered Republican and contemplated voting for Sink. But instead, she's focusing on Libertarian Lucas Overby, even though she doesn't really think he has a prayer of winning.
I'm not really sure if he can, but I'm hoping that he's more intent on doing something for real than just getting elected. I just feel that Jolly thinks he's got a right to the seat because he worked with Bill Young. Alex Sink has been convinced by the other side that she should have the seat, and she's not even from Pinellas County. So, I don't know. For me, he's in the best of the three evils.
Even though Overby only captures 4% in this poll, he's the choice of nearly one out of every 10 of that key category, undecided voters. Don Simmons is a registered Republican, but also plans to vote for the Libertarian.
Both candidates have a lot of baggage. I'm talking Jolly and Sink, and sometimes a clean slate helps.
Thomas Hahn of Pinellas Park is currently unemployed. The self-described straight-line Democrat plans to vote for Sink.
Alex Sink has the values and the ethical makeup for a good candidate, a good congressperson. I was very happy with her former work as treasurer, and I believe she's the best candidate for the job.
Audrey Kaye of St. Petersburg is leaning towards voting for Jolly, mainly because she's against Obamacare. The poll shows a majority of District 13 residents oppose the president's signature health care policy, 47% to 43%.
I have two daughters who have been having problems with jobs for a very, very long time, as far as their hours being cut, not being able to find full-time work, and it's going to become even worse.
And for people like Carrion, who's backing Sink, he believes that both candidates are missing the mark on delaying increases in federal flood insurance rates.
I think in the long term, we're going to have to raise the price of flood insurance and take some other measures so that people who insist upon building especially large and expensive homes that are going to be subject to flood and other national calamity will have to bear more of the risk rather than passing that on to the National Flood Insurance Program.
They'll all get a chance to have their voices heard at the ballot box on March 11th. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.